Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hello, hello. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. I am fresh off an exciting vacation. Actually, scratch that. It was a trip. And you all know what I'm talking about when I differentiate between vacation and trip. There was no relaxing. This was hustle and bustle. I was in New York City for a long weekend, and it was so wonderful. I had kind of an unsuspecting companion, my five-year-old daughter, Nora, and we met my sister, Kylie, and her two girls, Kate and Molly. They are 7 and 4. And my mom and my sister-in-law, we had like ultimate little girls weekend in New York City. And it was so fun. So fun, so exhausting, all of the good stuff. My niece Kate was turning 7, and my mom wanted to treat her to her first American Girl doll. So we went and did all sorts of stuff in the city. We really had the best time. A couple of highlights were we went to Ellen Stardust Diner in Times Square, which is super touristy, but I am telling you, when you are with a gaggle of girls who are young and love to sing and dance and don't mind a diner pancake, it was perfect. It was so much fun. My goodness, it's fun for adults. I lived in the city for nearly a decade and I never went, and that was such a miss. It was such a mistake because it was a blast. So I highly recommend that. Other highlights were doing a carriage ride in Central Park, which is also something I never did when I lived there. But our girls just thought that was so much fun. We obviously did some fun shopping at the American Girl store. We went to the Disney store in Times Square. It's one of the only Disney stores that's still left. The M&M store. It was really fun. We did a couple carousel rides in Central Park and then down in Dumbo at Jane's Carousel. We had great pizza. We saw The Lion King on Broadway. Just truly magical. Such great memories made with a side of tantrums along the way. And that's okay. That's okay. New York City can be an overwhelming place for a little girl as well. So we had so much fun. But one of my favorite stops that we made was in an area of Central Park called Sheep Meadow. And when we did live there, I just was reminded of kind of this ritual or tradition we had of most Sundays when the weather was good, we would go to Central Park, usually Sheep Meadow, which is this vast open area kind of in the center of the park, and it overlooks this great picturesque skyline. Like, it's just, it is so magical. Like, I have such fond memories being there. And we kind of had like a picnic club. So amongst our friends, and one of the things that's interesting about living in the city in your 20s is that I found that most of my friends did not have family there. And so you really rely on your friends to be your family. And so we would meet all our friends And we would have this picnic club, like this Sunday picnic club in Central Park. And everybody would bring a dish, potluck style, and we would hang out on the grass. And a few of us had young kids, and the kids would run around. And it was some of my favorite memories that we had there. And so as I was there, I was thinking, man, it is it's picnic and potluck season. It really is. And I thought, that's what we should talk about on the podcast this week. What to bring to a potluck, how to have a great picnic. And so I'm excited to jump in and chat about that in just a bit. But first, I want to get you some delicious recipe ideas for this coming week. So let's jump in. Okay, the first thing we are going to discuss is a June Recipe Club recipe, and we are going to make these delicious crispy carnitas that we use in a burrito bowl. So this recipe was totally inspired by my kids' current fascination with Chipotle. It is their top requested fast food. They all love it. They love the beans. They love the rice. My son loves the burrito bowl. And I thought, okay, we cannot be eating at Chipotle all the time. So I got to make a recipe that mimics this burrito bowl that they all love. And so that's what we did. And if you have followed me for a while, I have a really popular carnitas tacos recipe. And this is somewhat similar, except for the recipe is written for the slow cooker or your Instant Pot. It's compiled in a burrito bowl instead of tacos, but super, super delicious. And the reason I bring that up is because I kept the flavor profile really similar because I think it's such a winning combination. And what I mean by that is the combination of spices of chili powder, ground coriander, cumin, garlic, some kosher salt, and then a bunch of lime juice, fresh lime juice, and some orange juice as well with a little bit of honey for some sweetness. And that just, I'm telling you what citrus does to meat in the way that it helps break it down and add flavor to it is just like next level. Make this recipe if you're a Recipe Club member. If not, I would love for you to join. All my best recipes are in Recipe Club. And after you've shredded the pork in the slow cooker, and this goes for any pulled meat recipe you're going to make in a slow cooker or an Instant Pot, I always like to add the shredded meat to a sheet pan once it's done, pop on my broiler for like 2 to 5 minutes, and just let the ends get crispy, and it really does so much for the texture of your meat. I love it. That way it doesn't all feel the same, and you get some good caramelization. I add a little bit of honey on top because that really helps me get those crispy ends, and it's just, I love the method. So check this out. We build them into bowls with cilantro lime rice, black beans, some corn, guac, pico. It's delicious, and it's been a huge, huge hit around here lately. Next up for the meal plan is sheet pan chicken parm. You guys are not surprised to hear that one of my favorite pantry staple ingredients to keep on hand is Rao's marinara sauce. Like, hands down, I cannot think of a more delicious pantry staple. It is just so far superior to any other jarred marinara sauce out there that is worth the extra cost, which is not significant, but a little bit. And especially if you can get it at Costco, where it's sold pretty regularly, stock up. So I've always got a jar of Rao's on hand. And I usually have chicken, whether that's in my freezer that needs to be thawed, or I just pick some up for the week. Making this sheet pan chicken parm is so easy. You do a really simple breading of breadcrumbs, which I always have on hand, some grated parm, which I always have on hand, some salt and pepper, an egg. You coat it, then you bake it. I usually add some veggies in there like broccoli, cauliflower. You could do carrots. You could do squash. You could do whatever. And then halfway through the process, you take that Rao's, you pour it over the top, you add some mozzarella cheese on top, you put it back in, you continue baking it, and then you finish with a broil, and it is delicious. It is so, so, so good. So I wanted to add this because I've got like 6 jars of Rao's. I need to start working through that Rao's. And so that's on my list. It's almost like a pantry meal because I think the only thing I actually need to buy is maybe some broccoli and cauliflower, and I have the rest of this stuff on hand. Each week I try and do at least one pantry meal, and this would be considered my pantry meal. Keep in mind that your pantry is not just your dry goods. Your pantry includes your fridge, freezer, and your pantry. with dry goods. And so there are certain things that I always have in my fridge and freezer that I reach for and can rely on, like chicken. So just keep that in mind. All right, a summer tortellini salad, which would be perfect for a picnic or a potluck. But I've got two versions for you. First of all, on Instagram this week, I shared a 5-ingredient version, which is very Costco-friendly, meaning you can get all of the ingredients at Costco. Comes together in minutes, literally minutes. It's so good. There's a shortcut ingredient in there, which I want no haters on this, but the Olive Garden Italian dressing is like the world's most perfect dressing for a pasta salad. It's really good, you guys. And I'm sure that it's filled with stuff that isn't that great, but you know, live a little, right? If you want to make more of a from scratch summer tortellini salad, I have another recipe that's slightly different but really similar. On my website, it's called the Tortellini and Chickpea Salad, and it's got a homemade vinaigrette. It includes some chickpeas, obviously. It's got some mozzarella in there instead of provolone. This would be the tortellini salad that I would serve to a Martha Stewart or an Ina. But if you're just meeting your friends at the pool and you said you'd bring a pasta salad, check out that 5-ingredient salad. All right, you guys, there you have it. So 3 recipes. You've got your crispy carnitas burrito bowls. You've got the sheet pan chicken parm, and then the summer tortellini salad. I'm so excited to jump into the back half of the podcast where we're going to chat a bit about those essential tips for the perfect potluck or picnic, what to bring, a few things to keep in mind as we head into this time of year. So everyone I know loves a good potluck or picnic. It's hopefully this thing where you can have all of your favorite people there. It's a really cost-efficient way to throw a party or just gather. And I think it tends to make for some pretty delicious and memorable meals. But I also know that potlucks can kind of be riddled with some unlucky side effects. And so that's why I wanted to put together just a few tips for best practices so that you have no like potluck fails and everything goes well. So for example, like with our picnic club, we kind of had this rotating list of like, this person's bringing dessert, this person's bringing a salad, this person is bringing, it was usually like cheese and crackers and things like that. And this may seem so obvious, but a little bit of planning goes a long way so that not everybody shows up with hummus and pita chips. So if you are going to have a potluck and you are organizing it, or if you're just going to have a casual picnic, take the initiative to say, hey, I'm bringing this. Will you bring a salad? Will you bring this? Because I feel like when we just say, oh, just bring something to share, we either end up with everyone bringing brownies or everyone bringing hummus. We don't want that, especially if you're anticipating it to be like an actual meal, right? As opposed to just something that you're snacking on. So keep in mind food that's going to travel easy, so you don't want anything sloshing around like soup in the back of your car on the way to your potluck. It's maybe worth investing in some really good containers that travel well. You guys know I'm such a fan of the Rubbermaid Brilliance containers. I love them for everything from meal prep to leftover storage to transporting food to a picnic or a potluck, and they come in some really big sizes, which is great. Or smaller sizes if you've got a sauce or you've got a dip or something like that. So that is definitely my favorite recommended brand for that. And then if you're doing something a little more substantial, don't discount transporting something maybe in your slow cooker, right? So this might be more appropriate for the fall or winter months, but like if you're going to a Halloween party and you're bringing chili, just bring your slow cooker, right? And then you're not worrying about transferring it or anything like that. Or maybe it is summer and you're doing like shredded pork sandwiches or something like that. Or you're going to do the crispy carnita bowls like we talked about on our meal plan this week. That would be a great thing to transport in your slow cooker. And you can just take the insert out. It's not like you have to bring the whole thing. Because it's made of cast iron, the inserts, it typically will retain heat well. So keep that in mind. If you are bringing something to a potluck where you know a lot of people are coming, I have found that sometimes I overdo it and I bring too much. So that's just something to keep in mind. I always recommend bringing those ready-to-serve containers. Not only do they travel well, but you just want to pop the lid off and serve it. You don't want to be transferring anything. There was a time in my life where I would have brought a board to create a beautiful charcuterie board, that is not the time in my life right now. Like, it's too crazy. So think about what containers you can pack at home, bring, just pop the lid off and serve. We're not trying to win any contests here. Utensils. Now, this is in regards to a picnic. So I have a picnic caddy, and it has lasted me a couple of years. It actually just kind of sits in our garage, and it's got this cover on it and whatever, but it's got plastic forks, plastic spoons, plastic knives, plates, napkins. It's even got like a little cheese knife in there. And so when we're going to go meet friends at the park to have dinner, whether that's we're ordering pizza and we're going to share pizza at the park and grab some salads, or everyone's doing a potluck and bringing something to share, I can grab that utensil caddy, and it's super, super helpful. I'll be sure to link something in the show notes so you can have a visual of that, but it's a really, really smart idea. Another tool I really like is having a cooler bag. So I am still in the stage of life where I use a stroller when we're walking to the park or something like that. And so I find that having a cooler bag is a little bit easier to transport than an actual cooler. And that may be for drinks that you want to keep cool, or that may be for if you're serving something that you want to keep cool. Keep an eye out for those. These are bags that you typically store in the freezer, or you can pop them in the freezer the night before your potluck or picnic, and then they get really cold and then they keep things cold. I have used those super, super regularly this time of year. When you're selecting what to bring, think about foods that do tend to work best at room temperature. So occasionally you're gonna have something you may need to keep cold, and that's where those cooler bags come in handy. But I wouldn't plan to bring ice cream, right? Or something like deviled eggs. Not great at a picnic, and probably not even great at a potluck. I mean, if you're inside, they're fine at a potluck. But just think twice about something. You want sturdy, simple food that requires very little hands-on prep. You don't want items that are going to get soggy. Just stuff that gets... It's really good at room temperature. In fact, I actually have a recipe on my website for a picnic sandwich, and you make it on ciabatta bread and you layer it, and it's awesome because it's intended to kind of be made and sit for a long time and still be great. If you're bringing a salad to a picnic or potluck, I recommend waiting to dress the salad. Now, there's an exception here when it comes to pasta salads. In that case, I think the longer the dressing sits on the pasta, the more flavor it absorbs. But if you're bringing like a salad with greens, I would transfer your dressing to a mason jar, which is great because you can just shake it up, especially if it's a homemade dressing. And I would pack that separately and then dress the salad when you get there, or just serve it on the side. You don't want your greens to be soggy by the time people get there. Don't forget about grains. We've talked about pasta salad, but you guys know how much I love green bowl and a green salad. And especially during the summer months, I feel like grain bowls and having maybe something at the park where you've got substantial grains, some vegetables, a really yummy vinaigrette, that's a really, really nice salad to have when you're potlucking or picnicking. And don't forget about potato salad. Now, I would look for like a mayo egg-free potato salad, but a potato salad like I have on my site, that's like a German-style potato salad with a vinaigrette, actually does great. So that's one to keep in mind as you're heading out to your barbecues and picnics and things like that. When it comes to dessert, I, especially for these types of gatherings, like to keep it really simple. So as much as I love a layer cake or like a juicy fruit pie, they're messy and they're not going to hold up as well. So think about brownies, bars, and cookies. I've got a really delicious chocolate peanut butter brownie that's awesome. I've got a great Texas sheet cake that's really good. I've got all sorts of cookie recipes, but keep those things in mind. The other thing I want to talk about is this idea of disposable versus reusable. I, a couple of years ago, invested in some reusable picnicking plates, and they've been great. They actually are the ones that sit in my picnic caddy. We also use paper plates sometimes too, but if that's something you are trying to be conscious of, there are so many great options on the market right now for great reusable picnicking. So if you're going to do a picnic club or something like that, you may want to do that for your family, is get a set of reusable picnicking plates. When I pack for a picnic, I always like to put the heaviest things on bottom and the lighter things on top, kind of like I'm packing up at the grocery store. And like you just don't want that watermelon to be on top of your cupcakes, right? So, and then I usually try and put the things that I'm going to unpack first, like maybe the blanket, at the top as opposed to the bottom. And that makes for a little bit easier. So I also like the idea of creating a little bit of a checklist. If you're going to have a regular ritual like we did in New York of going to the park and having a meal at the park, maybe you're going to do it every Sunday or every Monday or something like that, make a checklist in your phone. I have one on my site, like a downloadable, printable picnic checklist. But even if it's in your phone where it's like, okay, do I have the blanket? Do I have the drinks? Do I have the picnic caddy? Things like that. And that makes it a little easier. We did that at New York. It was awesome. The last thing I want to talk about is just a couple of ideas for chilling tips. So everything from cold cut sandwiches to chilled salads and icy beverages. They're so great on warm days. And if you are going to pack those and you want to make sure they stay cold and safe to eat, these are a couple of things that I like to keep in mind. Transfer chilled foods directly from the refrigerator to your cooler, meaning don't put a can of warm soda in your cooler or cooler bag and expect for it to get cold. You want that puppy to be chilling in the fridge hours before you're actually going to transfer it to the bag, or nothing beats cold, crisp watermelon. So while watermelon technically doesn't need to be cold to eat, it is so delicious when it is cold. So you'll want that watermelon to be chilled before you pack it into whatever you're packing it into to keep it chilled. You'll want to make sure that you've got water, especially if you're picnicking outside during the hot summer months. Another tip that we used to do when we were doing our picnic club is we would take bottles of water and we would freeze them in the freezer, and then we would toss a few in and they would act almost as like ice. But then as we'd be at the park for an hour or two, they would eventually melt and we had bottled water. So that's something to keep in mind. A full cooler or cooler bag is going to stay colder longer than one is partially empty. So choose the right size. Like if you are regularly doing this and you're taking a ton of food, then you want something a little larger. But if not, get just one of these little bags. They really are great. We use ours all of the time. Once you get to the park, look for a shady spot because that really helps in keeping things cooler longer. I'm going to say it one more time. Avoid packing anything that's got like a mayonnaise based or an ice cream based dish that can turn bad or melt in the sun. I think successful picnics and kind of outdoor potlucks really are more successful when you're packing the right things. All right, you guys, there you go. Happy picnicking season. Happy potluck season. I'll tell you what I'm making this year. I'm taking that 5-ingredient pasta salad everywhere I go because I can't get enough of it. It's so darn delicious. And I love a pasta salad. I love a pasta salad on a hot summer day, on a blanket with my friends, watching our kids run around. I just love it. All right, thank you so much for listening this week. If you guys have any questions, you can always reach out to me, hello@kelseynixon.com. And you know I would love to have you in Recipe Club. If you have any questions about Recipe Club, and if you want access to my best recipes, truly that is where I put my biggest effort, is into those Recipe Club recipes, because I'm so grateful for those of you that are in there and that support it. Join us. We have the best time. If you're looking to organize your kitchen this summer, don't forget about my Family Meal Makeover course. We'll do everything from showing you how to outfit and organize your kitchen, in addition to 25 stellar recipes. And I always have to give a shout out to thank those of you who have left reviews for the podcast, whether that be on the podcasting platforms or you just share in stories on Instagram. It means the world to me. All right, you guys, talk to you next week.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.